This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. Plans by the council in Tunbridge Wells to increase parking charges have run into strong opposition. Back in May, the new council leader, Ben Chapelard from the Liberal Democrats, told me that action needed to be taken quickly to sort out the council's finances.
We know we're running annual deficits and the reserves are dwindling every year, year on year, and they are going to run out. And if we don't do something about it, we're going to be in a very serious financial problem.
So the council is planning to abolish free short-term parking in borough-owned car parks in Southborough and Paddock Wood. That's been opposed by the local town councils and businesses. One of those business owners is Nell Price, who runs community art workshops at the Arty Farty Retreat in Southborough. How did she feel about the threat to free short-term parking?
Anxious. I'm very anxious. The free parking, it's one of our selling points of Southborough. We want people to stop. We don't want people to just pass through on the A26. We've just had a new town square built where we've got a little hub of the medic centre. We've got the library there, the pharmacy and things that people need on a regular basis. We've got lots of businesses that since lockdown, everyone's been much more supportive of local independence. The taking away the 2 hours free parking is only going to hinder that. We need to keep the 2 hours free parking, essentially.
The new coalition running the Tunbridge Wells Borough Council involves Labour and the Tunbridge Wells Alliance, as well as the Liberal Democrats. The Conservatives lost power last May. I've been getting the views of the leader of the Conservative group on the Borough Council and former council leader, Tom Dawlings. First, I asked him what he thought of the plans to increase parking charges.
I would have liked the coalition to have discussed this with Southborough Town Council, with Paddock Wood, with the users of the car parks, so that people understood what they were trying to manage. In Southborough, if there's to be people who come to the car park just for a short time to go to the library or something, that seems reasonable, that should be free parking. And if the intention of the fees is to manage it so that there are parking spaces that people can use at that time, rather than have people using the car park for all-day parking, then that seems to be a sensible thing to do. But the framing of those fees should be something that is consulted on and discussed and agreed with Southborough Town Council.
The Conservatives had run the Borough Council for 24 years until this spring's elections, but Tom Dawlings rejects claims that the Conservatives left the council finances in a poor state.
The council has no borrowing. It has cash reserves of £24 million. It has assets, substantially property assets, of £137 million. Now, that doesn't strike me as a financial black hole. What, of course, the ruling coalition now have to address is the difference between their income and their costs, which obviously are rising very, very significantly. The costs of running the council entirely fall on the ratepayer in Tunbridge Wells and the amount of money that can be generated by fees and charges for council services.
And yet a lot of those fees are decided by central government.
A huge amount of those fees are decided by central government. Planning, for example, there's a national planning fee set for what a planning application should cost. In an expensive area like Tunbridge Wells, the cost of running the planning department vastly exceeds the fees that are generated from planning applications. And so, effectively, the council taxpayer is subsidising the developer. And it would be far preferable for central government to permit local government to set fees appropriate for its area.
Tom Dawlings also points out that central government continues to limit annual rises in borough council tax to 2%, despite general inflation now soaring to 10%. The changes to Tunbridge Wells borough car park charges are due to take effect in October, but could still be reconsidered after a public consultation that closes on the 5th of September. Residents can take part by visiting the council's website. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.